CZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A Durban-based anti-gender-based violence activist believes adding more warnings on alcohol labels won't combat violence.
The label has been there for years, and it says no drinking or no serving for under 18 years old and all. But people are still serving under 18-year-olds. We even say pregnant people do not smoke and put that on a cigarette box. But people are still smoking while they're pregnant. But it is a good initiative. But are we really doing enough to curb?
Health Minister Aaron Motsoaledi recently called for more warning on labels, highlighting that alcohol consumption lead to violent incidents. Nadia Baron of the Rapid Response Team GBV says community dialogue with service providers and government are needed to curb the scourge.
What is keeping gender-based violence alive in our communities? And that is where the men will say, and all those findings you'll see that will come out of these community dialogues, those are the social ills that we need to start addressing.
An economist warns that South African metros will continue to struggle with the current government funding model and lack of investments. A study recently revealed the country's metros have performed poorly economically in the last decade. Researchers also found that infrastructure neglect, lack of investment in water and sanitation systems and electricity played a major role in the economic performance. Independent economist Duma Qubule believes some metros are still recovering from the COVID-19 pandemic.
Towns and cities throughout the country are falling apart and they need a huge injection of capital. We have regular water cuts, regular electricity cuts. So if we focus on investment in our people and our infrastructure, we get our economy to grow again. Rebuild water infrastructure and distribution, electricity distribution infrastructure.
And abroad, scientists are warning of a new bad virus they claim could eventually spread like COVID-19. Chinese researchers have found it doesn't enter human cells as readily as coronavirus, but it does use the same cell surface protein. In further experiments, they've identified antibodies and antiviral drugs able to target the virus. And finally, it's the last day for campaigning ahead of Germany's elections. Polls suggest the far-right AfD party is likely to emerge second, an outcome which could have far-reaching consequences for Europe and beyond. Friedrich Merz of the CDU is expected to become the next chancellor. On the weather front back home, Durban, Richards Bay and Ladysmith, a high of 29 degrees tomorrow, Ulundi 30, Pietermaritzburg and Margate 27, Newcastle and Moy River 26, Kokstad and Underberg 25. In Durban, sunrise is at 23 minutes to 6. That's it for the Newswatch team for today. I'm Gunukuhle Malinga.